USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He said the U.S. will deploy a special envoy to North Korea to help refocus efforts on getting the North to abandon its nuclear program. Moon Jae-in is only the second world leader to visit the White House in person since Biden was inaugurated.
It's a reflection of how much we value the 70-year alliance with the Republic of Korea and how essential we know the relations is to the United States, the future of the Indo-Pacific region, and quite frankly, to the world.
President Moon said both leaders are pledging to work closely toward the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The White House and Republicans are now further apart on infrastructure after the White House lowered the cost of its plan from $2.3 trillion to $1.7 trillion. That's according to Senator Shelley Moore Capita's office. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The official start to hurricane season is more than a week away, but the first named storm has already formed. Subtropical storm Anna took shape over the Atlantic Ocean just east of Bermuda. Forecasters had been watching an area of low pressure since earlier in the week. The system organized and was packing sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. Anna is heading to the west, but is expected to take a northward turn by Sunday. A tropical storm watch is in effect for Bermuda. President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. in a White House ceremony, calling the Korean War veteran a true American hero. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration that can be awarded in the United States. He intentionally ran across an open area in order to draw fire and allow his Rangers to destroy the enemy positions. Puckett served as a commander of the 8th U.S. Army Ranger Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont is shooting for a world's record. USA's Mike Fortier reports.
The longest-serving active senator reportedly planning to run for a ninth term next year. Politico reporting this morning the 81-year-old has told sources he believes he's the only Democrat in Vermont that can win the seat. If Leahy were to serve another term, he would become the longest-serving senator ever. That record currently belongs to the late Robert Byrd of West Virginia, who served 51 years. Leahy first elected to the Senate the year after President Nixon resigned. He's the last remaining Watergate baby. A Leahy spokesman tells Politico no decision has been made. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
A federal judge has ordered an alleged Capitol rioter, self-described as the QAnon shaman, to undergo a psychological exam. District Judge Royce Lemberth of the District of Columbia said Jacob Chansley must be evaluated to determine if he's fit to stand trial. Federal prosecutors accused Chansley of attempting to violently overthrow the U.S. government during the January 6th Capitol attack. He was easily identified in the videos and photos from the riots due to his headwear, face paint, tattoos, and an American flag mounted onto a spear. He faces charges of knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building without lawful authority and violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. The judge ruled that Chansley must remain in jail until his trial because he presented a possible threat to members in the general public. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.